All the way on top. In the Mishnah, there was a din that if the Beis Din didn't know the Edim that saw the moon, they would send another representative with them to testify that these people are kosher people. So the Gemara asks, what does it mean, Echad? What do you mean you send somebody, one person? V'chad mi mehemin. Is one person believed? Mm-hmm. One person not a kosher witness. V'tanya, we learn, Ma'isa shebohu v'edavimei lohed olav. It says that he and his witnesses came with him, meaning two people came to testify, not one person. Mm-hmm. So how did you say a Bezim would send one person to make sure the guy was kosher? Mm-hmm. So Amir Apapa, Apapa answers, my acher, what does acher mean? Zug acher. Another group. Meaning, not one person, one more group. So Yitaka sent two people to know, to testify. That they know this person is a kosher witness. And the Gemara says, Achin Amir Mistabram. So it is logical to Ili Temachi, because if you're not going to say that's what it means, it says in the Me'em Akir and Eisei, if they don't recognize him, my Eisei. What does it mean, Eisei? The witness, Ilema Eisei Chad, you tell me that they don't know one, that means one guy is coming to testify. The Chad Mi Mahem, and one fisher is not believed to testify on the new moon. Why? Because it says Mishpat Ksiv Bei, because in yesterday's Parsha we say Chukachas Mishpat Echad. Mishpat means it's a union of judgment. And judgment, you need at least two witnesses. So, how could you even say that one person would be enough? So we must say, Elamai Eise, what does Eise mean? Eise Zug, that pair. Hachanami, same thing. When Beis Din is sending somebody with the witnesses to testify, what does Eise mean? Zug Acher, another group. Okay? This is where we left off last time. So the Gemara says as follows. If two witnesses saw the moon, they would go in Yerushalayim. What happens if people in Yerushalayim didn't know these people, if they're kosher or not? No. So Beis Din, in whatever city, would send two people with
them. I don't ask it, because the other guys that have testified, if they want to check the witnesses, if they're coming from a long way, delays the day from
yeah, but if they were more than 24 hours away, they didn't bother going because it would be worthless.
Yeah, that's what.
But we're speaking, it was less than 24 hours, and they're able to go to testify, but they needed somebody to go with them because people didn't know them. So now the Gemara adds, V'chadli Mehemin, are you telling me one person is not believed to testify that the people are good? For Tanya says in the Braise, Maise b'Rab Nehorai. There's a story with Rab Nehorai, Shehalach Eitzel Ha'ed La'ed Olav B'Shabbos B'Usha, that he went on Shabbos to the place of the witness in Usha to testify about him. Now why was this Cheshvin of Usha? The Gemara says that the Beis HaMikdash, I mean the Sanhedrin, in the middle of the second Beis HaMikdash, was already went into Golus. It went into 10 exiles. The final exile it went into was Tveria. And if it says when Mashiach comes, the Beis Din is going to start again in Tveria where it left off, and then they're going to go to Yerushalayim. But along the way, they ended up in a city called Usha. And in the city of Usha, the big Beis Din of 71 made a lot of decrees, a lot of takonis. So over here, the Beis Din was in Usha. So that's where they proclaimed Rosh Chodesh, not in Yerushalayim. And Rav Nehorai traveled on Shabbos to go testify about another Jew that he was a kosher witness. So you see, Rav Nehorai went himself, and not only did he go himself, but he even desecrated Shabbos.
Yeah.
So you see, one witness is enough to testify that the witness is kosher. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, it's not true. Rav Nehorai sadach ninav abadei. Rav Nehorai had another person with him. It's really two. Why does it just say Rav Nehorai went? Just say Rav Nehorai and his witness went. The reason why he's not mentioned, Mishum Kvedesh Rav Nehorai. Out of respect to Rav Nehorai, it's like we don't want to even mention the other guy's name. But the truth is, two people taka went. That's one answer. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi answers a different answer. Rav Nehorai, Sada Achirin Ava Ba'usha. There's another witness with him in Usha. But he had to go to Usha to testify together with the second witness. But really, one, the Taka Ravashi says Rav Nehorai went himself. Why, if Rav Nehorai and himself, why one person is not enough? So he said, no, it was really two people. The other guy was in Usha. The other Rav Nehorai and Rav Nehorai went litztarufa ba'adoi to become connect, to join him to testify the second witness. So the Gemara says, so of course, what's the pshita? I mean, like, why do you have to tell me Rabbi Noi Noi went? Because we learned before the din that you could be Mechal Shabbos. So what do you want to tell me? Rabbi Noi was Mechal Shabbos? Okay, if there's a second wind, that's for sure you do it. So the Gemara answered, Mao, the time I would think, that in a doubt, you wouldn't desecrate Shabbos. Because the question is, how do you know that Rabbi Noi knew for sure the second witness was there? He assumed. But how did you know for sure? So Kamash Malan, it says that even though it was a doubt, Rabbi Noi Roy still went to be Mechal Shabbos to go testify with the second witness. Then the Gemara tells another story, a completely different Gemara. He also when Ula came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Ula, the famous Ula, lived in Bavel. He went to Eretz Yisrael to learn under Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. He was a student of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and he used to come back to Bavel. He used to come home, and he used to tell them things that were going on in Eretz Yisrael. So when he came back to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, he said to them, "Kedusha liyachav b'marav." In the West, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, they sanctified the moon. That means it was Rosh Chodesh on this day. Okay, so now the question is, Ula is one person coming and telling us that they made Kiddush Levan, I mean not Kiddush Levan, Kiddush HaChodesh, that they sanctified the month. The question is, he believed or not? There's only one witness. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kahana said, Lemi boy Ula the Gavra Rabahu. Not only is it Ula, who's a great tzaddik, the Mehemin is he believed, in other words, he's for sure believed. But Rav Kahana is saying not only because he's Ula. The fact that he's a great man, we trust him. But Elafilu and Ishda Alma, even a normal person, ordinary person, not such a great person, Nami Mehemin is also believed. So, one witness, how could he be believed? My timer. So he says very simple. There's a rule in halacha. Anything that's going to become revealed, le meshaki inish, people don't lie. Anything that people are going to find out about anyway, how could a person lie? Because if he's lying, he's going to make a fool out of himself. I mean, because everybody's going to find out anyway. So therefore, the Gemara says a statement that if one person, not even Ula, a regular, ordinary Jew, comes and says that Beznit proclaimed Rosh Chodesh on this day, we believe him. Why? Because he has the credibility of two, because he doesn't lie. Now, the Mefarshim ask a question over here. He doesn't bring down the answer, he just brings down the question, the obvious question. Why can't the Gemara answer a different answer? A, the Echod Nemed B'Yisurin. In kosher and treif, not in monetary issues. In other issues of allowed or not allowed, one witness is believed. Like we learned Tuesday night, we're talking about this. How do you have a mashgiach? One mashgiach in a restaurant saying the food's kosher, it's only one witness. The answer is one witness is believed. So the Mefarshim ask, why can't the Gemara just answer very simply, one witness is believed to testify that something happened like this?
He's not a witness. He's a witness that they
kosher. No. Ula came and said, Bezdin sanctified the month. Bezdin proclaimed Monday Rosh Chodesh. He's not testifying that the other guy is good or not. He came with a fact. He came, let's say, Tuesday to Bavel, and he said, but guys, on Monday, yesterday, Bezdin made Rosh Chodesh. So the question, how is he believed? The answer is because, the Gemara says, because anything that's going to become, people are going to find out anyway. So a person's not going to lie. Right? It's similar, not exactly, but it's similar to the din that the Gemara says that if a woman comes back, she went on a trip with her husband, and a woman comes back or whatever, she says, my husband died, she's believed. Why? Because if the husband's alive and he comes back, she's going to make a big problem for herself. She's not going to be able to stay married to the husband. She can't, if she remarries, stay married to the guy she remarried. She's going to be stuck. So over there, we give her credibility of like two witnesses. And the same thing over here, the Gemara says, something everybody's going to find about, why should somebody lie? It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. Tanya Namihochi, so we learned in the Braisi, the Gemara says, if somebody comes from the other end of the world, V'amar. It's just an expression like mamish all the way, a complete stranger, we don't know him, and so on. And he says, Kidshu Bezdin, Sachedish Bezdin sanctified the month on this and this day, Nemen is believed. Why? Because anything that a person will come out into the open anyway, people don't lie. Then it says in the Mishnah, Gemara is continuing what it said in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Berishayna mikavim ledis mikhedish mikolodim. The Mishnah we learned last time says, initially at the beginning, originally, they used to accept testimony from everybody. That the Vaitusim started making a mess. The Mishnah says, they started making a mess. So therefore, Bezdin didn't accept it only from people that they knew. Or that witnesses came to testify that they know them. So the Gemara says, what did they do to ruin it? The Gemara says, Mal kilkul kilkul abaitusim. What mess did the baitusim make? So the Gemara says, because pam machas, one time, bikshu baitusim lahatis as a chachamim. They wanted to make the chachamim maker shchedish the wrong day. And I'll explain why in a second. Okay. Well, first I'll tell you why they did this. It says in the Chumash, "Usvartam lachem mimocher es haShabbos, miyem aviyach esemesei matnufa." The Baitusim did not believe in the oral tradition; they only believed in the written tradition, in written Chumash. That's it. They didn't believe in oral tradition at all. Now it says in the Chumash, "When do you start counting the Omer?" Not the Omer, they had to count to bring the Korban Omer. So it says in Chumash, Usvartam lachem, we say this in the prayer, we say by Sfiras Omer, it says, Usvartam lachem mimachras haShabbos. You should count the day after Shabbos. Chachamim learned, Halachon Meshim Mesinai, that over there Shabbos means Yom Tif. So when do we count the Omer? The second day of Pesach. Mimachras haShabbos, the day after Yom Tif. They learned, no, that's not what the Torah says. The Torah says the day after Shabbos. So they always started counting on Sunday. The Omer, they always started counting on Sunday. Because they said, when the Torah said, Mimachar, it says Shabbos, it means Shabbos. Literally Shabbos. And therefore you start counting the Omer on Sunday. The Chachamim were Makabal from Moshe Rabbeinu. Shabbos over here means Yom Tov. So Mimachar, it says Shabbos means the day after Yom Tov. Now, the Baitusim wanted that Pesach should fall out on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Because then, everybody would start counting on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Right? So what did they do? They wanted Rosh Chodesh Nissan to be on a day that Shabbos will be the 15th of Nissan. Mm-hmm. That's what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. But Bezdin wasn't doing it because Rosh Chodesh wasn't on that day. It was the next day. Yes. So what did they do? The Gemara says, Shesachru Shnei B'nei Adam Ba'ba Me'ezuz. They hired two people for 400 zuz, meaning 200 apiece, that they should be false witnesses and testify that they saw the moon a day earlier, that the Rosh Chodesh should fall out on such a day that Shabbat should be the 15th.
They could do
that? No, they can't, but they did it. They did it anyway.
The witnesses
was kosher witnesses. Taisa says that they wanted the 30th of Adar to be on Shabbos, and they wanted Aleph to be on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So they made this gedreit. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Eched mishalanu ve'eched mishalem." Who did they hire? Two witnesses, one of their group and one of our group. Okay, now as we'll soon see, the Baitusim didn't realize that one of the witnesses was really not a Baitusi. They thought they're going to hire two false witnesses, they're going to testify and make a mistake. Mm-hmm. But one was theirs, one was ours. Shulahem heye deidusa v'yotza. Their witness, the Baitusi guy, testified, and he left Bezdin. He left Bezdin. When our witness came in, Shalanu Amrulei, so the people said to Bezdin, said to the witness, Emer, tell us, how did you see the moon? Because that's what the question Bezdin asked. They wanted to know, what did the moon look like, and where was it? Because then they can know if you're telling the truth or not. So he said, Amalem, he said to them as follows, Elo Yisi b'mayla adumim. I was going up to Mayla adumim. It's a place, a city. V'reisiv, and I saw that the moon was Rovitz ben Shnei Sloim. It was crouching between two rocks. It looked like it between two rocks. Reisha daimel egel, the head of it, meaning the top of the moon, looked like a calf. Ozn of the ears, daimel legdi, looked like a goat. Kind of the horns, daimel letzvi, looked like a deer. Uzvachay mutnachas ben yachesev, and its tail was placed between its legs. V'itztatzti ben, I looked at it. V'nitzati, and I was startled. V'nafalti lachudav, I fell backwards. And the Mefarshim explain the spiritual significance of what the guy's saying, and then he says to them as follows: if you don't believe me, here's $200 I was paid to testify falsely. In other words, the kosher witness that they thought is going to be on their side was really a frum Jew.
Yeah.
So when he came to testify, he did it in such a way, he made it like a joke out of it, but obviously there's no jokes in the Gemara, so the Mefarshim, I don't see it. The Mefarshim, I don't have it, but they testified exactly what's going on. And he said to them, so Amru Leiser, a Chacham, said, so Mi'is Kika Lakach. So, if you're obviously saying it's a big joke, who brought you to testify like this, falsely? Amru Lehem, so he said to them, listen, Shemaiti, I heard, Shebikshu Baitusim Lahatis Asa Chachamim. I heard that the Baitusim wanted to trick the Chachamim and make it the wrong day. Yeah? So I said, Amarti, I said to myself, Eilech v'ani v'nidi lehem, I will testify for them. Why? Shema yavel b'nei adam she'enim huganim. Because maybe corrupt people will come and they'll trick Bezdin.
Yes.
He said to himself, let me go and I'll tell Bezdin the truth.
Yes.
So he says, Amru lei, so the people, to Bezdin, said to him, you know what? Mazayim zuz nesun m'loch b'matonim. The 200 zoos you're going to get as a present, meaning you could keep it. Mm-hmm. Even though, l'cha'era, they hired you to do a job, and you didn't do it, so l'cha'era, you have to give the money back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If I hire you to do a job, and you don't do it, you have to give the money back. Mm-hmm. So l'cha'era, Bezdin says you would have to give the money back to the Baitusim, but we're letting you keep it, as a reward for what you did. V'asercha, and the ones that hired you, yimaseich ala amud, will be stretched out on the omud, on the pillar, on the post, to get Malkus. Because that's how they used to give Malkus. But Eise Shoyeskinu, at that time, when this incident happened, and they saw that the Baitusim Taka almost tricked the Yidin, they said, Shulim Mekablam Elam and Amakidim. So Bezdin proclaimed, you can only accept with testimony from a person you know. You don't know him, you can't accept the testimony. Now, the Mefarshim ask a very simple question. L'cha'era, how can they keep the money? It's not his money. It's not Bezdin's money. If I hire you to do a job and you don't do it, you have to give me back the money. How can Bezdin say you can keep the money?
He did a job, he testified, and then he changed.
Yeah, but the point is, he didn't do what they wanted him to do. Because they wanted him to testify that he saw the moon properly, and he made a whole joke out of it, that he didn't see the moon.
You know,
but the Mefarshim answered, there's a rule, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. There's a rule that a Bezdin, not Stam for no reason, but a Bezdin has the halachic authority to say your money doesn't belong to you. They have a halachic authority to say your money doesn't belong to you. I'll give you an example. I mean, there's cases all over Shas, but there's a case, what happens if somebody, I'll give you an example. Let's say, 12 o'clock, Erev Pesach. It's really 11 o'clock, Erev Pesach. You can't, biblically at 12 o'clock you can't benefit from chametz. 12 o'clock, you cannot benefit from chametz. From 11 to 12, the chachamim say you can't benefit from chametz. But the Torah says you could. Yeah? The Torah says you could. So now the question is, if a man comes 11:30 with a loaf of bread, and gives it to a woman and says, Ereat Mukadeshus Li, you are Mukadeshus to me with this loaf of bread. The Gemara says, Eina Mukadeshus. It's not Mukadeshus. So the obvious question is, the Torah says the bread is still yours. You can still benefit from the bread. Mm-hmm. That means the Torah says, she's an Ashesis, she's a married woman. Mm-hmm. How could the Chachamim say the Kedusha is not good? Because they say you can't benefit from the Chametz. So the Gemara answers, the bottom line of it is, in this case, Bezdin says it's not your bread. Bezdin has the authority to say that the man doesn't own the bread. So 11:30, but you didn't give her anything. And the same thing over here, because the guy got paid to testify falsely, and Bezdin didn't accept it, so Bezdin said, as a fine to the people that gave you the money, you can keep the money, you don't even have to give it back. Even though normally, if a guy pays you to do a job and you don't do the job, you have to give the money back. They paid him to testify that he saw a moon correctly, a proper moon, and he came and testified, no, it wasn't, the whole thing's a joke, it was, they hired me falsely.
The witness was tricking the people.
Huh? The first witness, Taka Bezdin, accepted him.
No, the second witness.
I'm saying, he
was tricking the guys that
they hired him. Well, he understood. He said why, but he was very right. He said, let me go, because if I don't go, another corrupt person will go, and that corrupt person will testify Taka wrongly. So let me go and tell Bezdin what's really going on.
What's Bezdin's business, whether they should keep the money or not? Nobody brought a complaint to them.
Huh? He did. He said, if you don't believe me, here's $200. That was... So Bezdin said to him, by the way, you're allowed to keep the money. He didn't ask the Shaila.
Maybe in case those people come and say he took the money. But they couldn't.
Yeah, but the Gemara says that Bezdin said they should get whipped for hiring false witnesses. Because for hiring false witnesses, it's a negative commandment in the Torah. You get whipped for it. That's the law. You get whipped for false testimony. For hiring false testimony. Okay, new Mishnah. It's similar to the thing of how Bezdin used to let everybody know it was Rosh Chodesh and how the Beitusa made problems. Get through? So Gemara says, it came just time for a new Mishnah. This we discussed already in the past. After Bezdin proclaimed Rosh Chodesh, how did everybody know when Rosh Chodesh was? So it says initially, Bezdin used to light torches. What they did was, they went up, and the Mishnah is going to say exactly which mountains. They went up on a mountain, they lit a torch, and they used to go like this, you know, move it all around. The guys on the next mountain saw that, because it was at night, don't forget. So it was at night, so they saw the torches, so they lit torches. So the people after them saw it. And in a few minutes, the whole Eretz Yisrael was able to see the Bezdin proclaimed Rosh Chodesh. That's what they did. So it said, at initially, the Bezdin used to do a relay of torches. When the Kusim was also a nation that wasn't so good. When the Kusim ruined it, because they used to light torches on the wrong night to mess up the system, Hiskinu Bez made a takana, that Shluchim should go out to tell everybody when Rosh Chodesh was, because they couldn't trust anymore. People used to light torches on the wrong nights. Okay. So then it says, how did they light the torches? What did they do? Now, how did it work? Not that it's relevant, because when the Mishnah was written, they didn't do it anymore like that. But the Gemara says, how did they light the torches? So it says, they brought long poles of cedar wood. They brought reeds, balsam wood, and flax combings, which caught on fire very well. And it made a big flame that people should see it. And they tied all the stuff on the pole with a string. They would go up on the top of the mountain. And they set fire to these torches. And the material that they put into the torches was material that burnt well. Mm-hmm. And he put it back and forth, up and down, meaning in all directions. Mm-hmm. That was the sign. And this guy on mountain A kept doing it until he saw the guy on mountain B doing it also. Mm-hmm. That means he knew that they saw it. And so it was on the third mountain and all over Eretz Yisrael. And then he says, at which points did they light the torches? So the Mishnah says, The Gemara is just playing this, naming the places. When Hamishcha to Sartava, Sartava to Grufinya, Grufinya to Chavron, Chavron to Beis Balsin, Beis Balsin, Leizaz Misham, they didn't go anywhere else. Elamei Luchumei Vimailo made it. It was a very high mountain that everybody in Eretz Yisrael is by now able to see all these different places. Elamei Luchumei Vimailo made it. They used to go up and down, you know, in all directions. That from all these mountains together, there were the whole Gela, the whole bubble was illuminated like a bonfire. Because such a bonfire was like a big bunch of a relay of torches. So basically, it took maybe an hour that everybody saw already where the Rosh Chodesh was.
The second guy lived on top of the mountain, or what?
No, they would be on top of the mountain to expect it, or else they lived there. I don't, whatever. Either they lived there, or if they knew it's a possibility that this would happen, so they went to the top of the mountain. Now, obviously, as the Gemara is going to explain, if Tuesday was Rosh Chodesh, that means if the witnesses saw the moon Monday night, right? How did it work? They saw the moon Monday night. So they came running to Bezdin the next day. They said, we saw the moon last night. That means Tuesday, when they came to Bezdin, that day became Rosh Chodesh. Mm. Now, when did they light the torches? They couldn't do it during the day Tuesday because nobody's going to see them. Mm-hmm. So they waited to Tuesday night. And Tuesday night they lit the torches. So everybody knew that Tuesday was Rosh Chodesh. I mean, the Gemara is going to say it clearly, but the simple logic, they couldn't do it any other way. They couldn't do it Monday night because the witnesses didn't come yet. Right? So the witnesses came, let's say, Tuesday morning. They said they saw the moon Monday night. So Bezdin checked them out, validated the witnesses. Bezdin said, okay, today's Rosh Chodesh, Tuesday. And Tuesday night, they lit the torches. So when they lit the torches, Tuesday night, everybody knew Tuesday was Rosh Chodesh. So they knew already the next day, Wednesday was the second day.
What did they do with Rosh Hashanah
then? Huh?
They kept 2 days for Rosh Hashanah?
Well, soon see, many times they kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah, correct. Even in Eretz Yisrael, they kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah sometimes. And the Gemara says, a few times, even in the Beis HaMikdash, they kept 2 days. Even the Beis HaMikdash, where the Beis Din was. But we're going to learn later in the Gemara, the reason why even in the Beis HaMikdash it happened was, to give an example, Monday night, the witnesses, they were hoping would see the moon, yeah? So normally, when witnesses saw the moon Monday night, Tuesday morning, the first thing, they came running to Beis Din. So Beis Din knew Tuesday would be Rosh Chodesh. If it was Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the month, so witnesses came Monday night, and they came Tuesday morning to Bezdin, so Bezdin said, today's Rosh Hashanah. Today's Rosh Hashanah. They had to bring special karbanis, they had to blow sheif. I mean, there's a whole procedure for Rosh Hashanah. So they brought, Rosh Hashanah would be Tuesday. If the witnesses didn't come Tuesday, Bezdin knew that that's not the Rosh Hashanah. So when's Rosh Hashanah going to be? Wednesday. Because it's either Tuesday or Wednesday. Right? One time, the Gemara says, the witnesses came very late on Tuesday. Whatever, it took them a long time to get there. They slept in, whatever the story was. The witnesses came very late on Tuesday. And the Beis HaMikdash was thinking, hey, if the guys are not here by now, they're not coming. So we're going to make this a weekday day. I mean, they had to know. Is it a weekday? Sacrifices? A Yom Tov? They had to know what to do. So they would wait to the last possible chance to know when the witnesses come. The witnesses didn't show up. So the Bezdin said, listen, they're not coming today. It's a weekday. That's it. After they did the weekday avoid, the witnesses popped up. So now Bezdin was faced with a dilemma. Technically, today's Yom Tov. But we already did the weekday avoid. So what did Bezdin proclaim? There's a takana Rabbi Yechon Mezakai. They made a takana the following. That if witnesses come late, if witnesses come late, they make the rest of that day holy, but the real Yom Tov is the next day. Aye, how could Bezdin do such a thing if Tuesday is Rosh Hashanah? So this says, the Torah says, El Medei Hashem Mekrei Kirsha Shetikru Eisam. It doesn't say Eisam, it's without a Vav, it says Atem. Atem afil shaking, afil matom, afil mazidim. Bezdin has a right to do whatever they want with this. That's why Hashem gave him the authority to make this day, that day, they could do whatever they want.
And it doesn't throw off the calendar because it's proactive.
It doesn't throw off the calendar because they are the calendar. They didn't have a calendar in those days. We have a calendar. Bezdin said, today is Aleph. That's it. Today's not Aleph. I mean, they didn't make it a week later. It was either the 30th day or the 31st day. One of the two. Right? So Bezdin had the authority to say, but they kept the rest of that day holy. So sometimes, even in the Beis HaMikdash, they kept like 1.5 days Rosh Hashanah. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they for sure knew because they didn't have to go anywhere. But there were times, and that's why today, even in Eretz Yisrael, there's 2 days Rosh Hashanah. In Chumash, it says 1 day Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. Why do they keep 2 days? We keep 2 days because the people in Golis kept 2 days Yom Tov. But why in Eretz Yisrael do they keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Also the same reason, because even in Eretz Yisrael, they couldn't necessarily know. And therefore, they also kept 2 days. They also kept 2 days of Yom Tov. The interesting thing is, it's so powerful that they even missed a day of Tefillin because of it. If you stop to think for it, if it's a weekday, you have a mitzvah of Tefillin. Because it becomes a doubtful Yom Tov, you don't put on Tefillin. That shows the power of it. Okay, now the Gemara says, the Gemara is going to ask a question on the expression of the Mishnah. It says, my mashma, how do we know that the word masiyin, it says in the Mishnah, that masiyin masois, which we defined it as torches. The Gemara says, how does the word masois get to torches? Torches, dleika, whatever, vuka, I mean, how does the word masois get to torches? So the Gemara says, because there's a pasuk that says, Vayisoem David Vanoshov, David and his men burnt them down. The Targum says on it, Vukdinon David, that David and his men burnt them. So you see that the word Masiyan, Vayisoem David, means he burnt. So therefore, when the Mishnah says, Hay Masiyan Masois, it means they burnt. So now the Gemara says, now the shaila is as follows. We learned before in the Gemara that a day could be, a month could be 29 days, a month could be 30 days. Why? Because the real birth of the moon is approximately every 29 and a half days. Now you can't make it a shchedesh in the middle of a day, right? So sometimes it's possible to see the moon after 30 days, it's sometimes possible after 29 days. If Bezdin saw the moon, or the witnesses saw the moon after 29 days, then the next day was Rosh Chodesh. So the month had only 29 days. If they didn't see the moon, so then it would be a day later. So the first month would have 30 days, and then the 31st day would be Rosh Chodesh. Okay? Now, that's what's called Nira Bizmane and not Nira Bizmane. Nira Bizmane means that the moon was seen after 29 days. Nap Bizmane is after 30 days. Now, when did they light the torches? We're going to have this whole discussion. After 30 days, for sure it's Rosh Chodesh. You can't have a month 32 days. Mm-hmm. Right? After 30 days, for sure it's Rosh Chodesh. So the Mishnah is going to discuss, there was no reason to light torches.
Everybody is, you
know. By then, in other words, if there were no torches after 29 days, so everybody knew the month had 30 days and the 31st day is Aleph. So the Gemara is saying that Rabban learned in Ebrai said that they only did the torch stick when the moon was seen after 29 days. That's when they had to tell everybody that there was, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. But if they didn't light torches, everybody understood automatically it's the next day. There's no reason to light the torches. I mean, it's for no reason. Right? So it says, Tan Rabbanan learned, Ein Masin Masoyis Alochedesh Shinira Bizmane. It was only on a month that was, this moon was seen in its time, meaning after 29 days. So it says, Ein Masin Masin, when did they light the torches? Early Buri. Like we said, if they saw the moon Tuesday, Monday night, and they came to Bezdin Tuesday, so Tuesday night, they lit the torches. Obviously, you can't light the torches Monday night because Bezdin didn't make the month holy yet. Right? even if everybody saw the moon, until Beis Din said Mekudesh, 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 it didn't happen. It didn't happen. So the Gemara asks, Lameimer, are you going to tell me? The Achsos on a deficient month, meaning a month of 29 days. Avdinon, we do it. Amale le Avdinon, but in a full month we don't do it. The Gemara says, my timer. What's the reason? Why not? Why didn't you just do it? And the Gemara says a very simple question. What do you care to do it? What do you have a problem doing it? So the Gemara is going to explain, you can have a very big problem. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do this. Right? On Shabbos, you can't light torches. So if Beis Din saw the moon, and the Gemara is going to hold this, because it's getting light, but the Gemara goes into the whole discussion now. If Rosh Chodesh was Friday, you can't desecrate Shabbos to tell people when it was. For the witnesses to come to say they saw the moon, you can desecrate Shabbos. But you can't desecrate Shabbos to tell people when Rosh Chodesh was. So now, Friday was Rosh Chodesh. Thursday night they saw the moon. Friday, witnesses came to testify. So what are they going to do now? So now the Gemara is going to discuss, you really have a problem. Because if you don't like torches, what are people going to think? It's the next night. Not that Friday was Rosh Chodesh, but that Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh. And it could be a whole mix-up, like he says, with Shabbos and Pesach and a whole bunch of mishmashes. The Gemara says, we have a very big problem. What to do? The Gemara says, my time. Let's see it inside. The Amr Abzeira said, Gzeira Mishum Rosh Chodesh Choser Shecholi Yisper of Shabbos. What are you going to do if Rosh Chodesh falls on Friday? Right? Now, Friday night you can't light the torches. If you light them Saturday night, people are going to think Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
Right? He says, Amos Avda, when should we do it? Yeah? When do you light the torches? When Shabbos is over Saturday night, if you're going to say that we do it on a full month also people are going to come along and say that Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh, right? And they'll say, hi chaser who? Maybe, they don't know. They'll say, okay, they lit the torches Saturday night. Yeah? The pearl, if you're going to do it on a full month. Rosh Chodesh could be Friday or Shabbos. Friday night, you're not allowed to light the torches. If they light them Saturday night, people are not going to know, was Friday really Rosh Chodesh, but they lit it Saturday night because they can't do it Friday night? Or maybe Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos. So you're going to become a whole mishmash. So therefore, what did Beis Din do? They didn't light it on a full month. Now, what happened if not a full month came out Friday? So the Gemara is going to ask, okay, 1 second. So now the Gemara is explaining this follows, and we'll finish this with this. So if everybody knows that they never lit it on a full month, so everybody's going to understand when they lit it Saturday night, Rosh Chodesh was Friday. Because Rosh Chodesh is either Friday or Shabbos. That's it. Either Friday or Shabbos. Now, on a full month, they didn't light the torches. Only on the 29th month. So when people saw a torch Saturday night, they knew Rosh Chodesh had to be Friday. But if they sometimes lit on the 29th month, and sometimes lit on the 30th month, so when Rosh Chodesh was Friday, or Shabbos, and they lit the torches Saturday night, people would be confused. 1 minute, it was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or was Friday Rosh Chodesh? We don't know. So the Gemara says, what did they do? They only lit on a missing month. Okay.